Blog Talk Radio.
Nothing But the Truth is our radio show that talks about relationships and the issues that can happen when trying to start one, trying to get out of one, or currently in one. We also talk about real issues that are going on between sexes and how to change it around. Are you trying to find Mr. or Mrs. Right and keep ending up with the loser? Are you trying to figure out why things keep going wrong? If you say yes, then you're at the right place. And Nothing But the Truth, we're going to give you truthful advice that will help you get the relationship you want to be in and maintain it. Now I'm going to introduce you to the cast.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you. Thank you. We just had a little bit of technical problems. Non-Blog Talk issues. Just some little issues coming along. Hello, my name is Evan Brooks, and you are at Nothing But Truth. You heard what Lisa say. That mission statement stands true till for today and for every other show that we have. You know, today is a beautiful day here in Greensboro, North Carolina. It's Sunday, May 25th of 2008. Mr. 910, I put him on leave, him and Mr. LeBron. You know, I wanted to bring in something fresh blood. I wanted to get someone in here to kick it up real good. She will be here momentarily with us. But, you know, I like to talk about the news today. I want to go to some sites here, you know, let y'all know what's going on with the news. As you know, Teddy Kennedy, how they call him, is basically all right for right now. They're going to have to do some surgery or some type of therapy to take him out. Not take him out, but I know that sounds bad. Not bad as what Hillary say, but to make sure everything be all right because he had a little, I don't want to call it cancer, but some stuff going on with his brain. And that's getting situated. But, you know, in reference to what I'm saying, we got some beef that's going on with the media about what Ms. Clinton basically said. And if you don't know, someone basically asked her a question about why she's still in till June. And folks want to know why she's still in June. So she pointed out and said, well, her husband wasn't on top until June, way past into June, you know, he got in there. And that's when he finally got on top and he became president, Bill Clinton. And she said the same thing about Robert Kennedy, as people call him Bobby, Ted's brother, John F.K.'s brother. She didn't say it in those words. She turned around and said, you know, Robert F. Kennedy got assassinated in June, you know. And everyone got shot. Why would you bring that up on that type of question? And I listen to other people's radio shows. And one woman in Atlanta was saying that she knew what the hell she was saying. And my opinion to that is, I would put it past her that that woman wants to get into the office. And I ain't trying to accuse her or anything, but I wouldn't put it past her. But I think this is going to be the downfall of her getting her ass out of damn thing, because they using this shit on her ass. Now, I read a thing that I got on CNN. Senator Hillary Clinton said today, some people are using her controversial reference to Robert Kennedy's assassination to suggest that she meant something completely unthinkable. Her campaign accused the opposition of inflaming the situation, but Obama kept saying it was not trying to stir up the issue. So I think the media has really, I base it on the media trying to hype shit up. Shit that doesn't need to be really hyped up. But I wouldn't put it past her, because if you look at some of the people that's been around the Clinton, they have surprisingly killed themselves or got in accidents where they die. And that shit adds up, you get what I'm saying? So I wouldn't put nothing past that lady. If she want to get the office, she want to get the office. But I hope it doesn't come today. I hope she wake her ass up. And we really focus on getting united, because I'm a Democrat, and I don't have no problems mentioning my affiliation with the party. Now, let's see what's going on with U.S. news. I can tell you that, what is it called? Mr. McCain, Senator McCain, has just recently turned down or rejected the endorsement of Pastor Hagee, as y'all see on the church channels or whatever. Anyway, he turned them down because Pastor Hagee has said some greasy stuff about the Jewish people, about Israel. He talked about the Catholics, and he said he didn't mean to say them that way. He had people back him up from those areas, but they really didn't get on him like they got on Obama with Wright. Because this dude say some way greasy stuff, way. Because you got to think about some of them preachers. When AIDS came in the center of everything, they start talking greasy, telling them that's what they get. And Pastor Hagee was saying that's what basically what Katrina victims should get. They deserve that. That was God's punishment, he was saying, on the flood. And I don't know where he got that shit from. I don't know God's style as far as how he punished people, who he blessed people, I don't know. But I'm just pointing out things to y'all. You be careful with some of these pastors and stuff, because they're moving from a role from being a pastor to going to another role of power in politics. And I thought church and state supposed to be separated, but they on some special shit themselves. But, again, we have another issue to talk about as far as the gas pumps going up. Gas went up 4 extra cents in one day because of the holiday, as you know. And I'm studying right now on a book about energy victory, how y'all ever wondered the money that we give to these gas companies. You know they got to give some of this money back to OPEC because that's how they make money. Don't you ever wonder if these countries over there that's in OPEC, what do they do with that money? Do they give it to some of the terrorists to keep funding the war? You ever wonder? Because you can't tell no one how to spend their money. This is like I was telling Mr. 910 that if I gave him $20 to go fix something or buy something from him, I can't tell him how to go spend his money. So what makes us think that we're safe? And the dude pointed out in the book that we might be the ones funding the war on terror. And he suggests that we get off that mess. But I mean, other than that is the news. I don't want to go too much into it. I want to give people a chance to come in, sit in, chop it up with us. We have a good show. Let me see. It's Miss Canadian Love. There, Miss Canadian Love, are you there? Miss Canadian Love? She's not there yet. But that's cool. Now, if y'all would like to call in, the number
Hello.
Is... Oh, you there?
Hello?
Yeah, are you there? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. Sorry.
Now, if y'all like to go ahead and call in, the number for Nothing But the Truth is 646-716-7911. Now, y'all can hit up our site, www.blogtalkradio.com/NB_truth. Hit that up. You can sit here, chop it up with us in the chat room. You can listen to past shows by going to the site, looking at all the past shows that we did in August. Now, I know we probably ain't going to have a lot of people tune in because it is basically a holiday weekend here with Memorial Day. But y'all can always tune in 24 hours anytime y'all want to. But we're about to get into the real thing here. We're about to talk about the real truth, the real things about Nothing But the Truth. And A lot of people, I don't know what happened on blog, not blog, but Facebook, but they put my show on too early. But today, I'm going to tell you what it is, and this is a live show. You can call in right now as we speak. We're talking about why men shouldn't hit every woman's bottom when having sex. And I know that sounds crazy, and I know y'all wondering what the hell he's talking about. Why shouldn't, you know, why shouldn't I? You know, it feels good. Well, it's some crazy shit that I have to warn you about. And I know y'all want to know. A lot of women cannot handle a good dick because it would make them go crazy. And I'm not talking about people who got common sense. I'm just talking about a person who's screaming for some dick. Because you could turn someone into an addict, a sex addict, a drug addict, a workaholic addict, whatever. You know what I mean? But we're about to kick it up here. Now, the reason why this is going on, because you got a lot of people seeing a lot of images on TV, what the media is telling them, and Canadian Love basically talked about that, how TV, music, all that shit works together. Even the advertisements you see when you're driving down the road plays an effect on the human mind. Yeah, if you see nothing but sexual images, more likely you're going to start wanting to stab some shit, you know, say trying to get up in some meat. And y'all don't know this. I know y'all might be too young, the ones that's listening out there, just like 20 or whatever. But Reagan set up an initiative, him and a board, I forgot what the name of the board was, about pornography, about issues, about all the sex shit coming on TV. That's why all the rating systems come on there, but now that shit don't even matter anymore because people fucking on PBS. And that's a public channel, so hey, it doesn't matter to me. I'm about to go ahead and tell you. What do you think about this so far, Canadian Love?
I don't know. I think that a lot of relationships, and I mean, even if it is a new relationship, I think a lot of things, I think people base a lot of the relationships and stuff off the TV. Their expectations are a lot higher because of what they see on TV, and they always want what they see on TV, whether it be a female or a male, but they have to start getting their mind right. So about doing, like, making sure you have your stuff right, you should not be looking at TV, and that's a bad example they're setting for young people, young adults even. I don't know. I don't think it's, people should just get their stuff right. They should not be watching these radios and MTV and stuff. It's just like, that's the real world, you know?
I'm glad you spoke of MTV because I'm about to use that as one of my later examples of exactly what we've been talking about on the show and has been going on. Because a lot of people hear us, but they don't want to hear us because we're not talking the right tune to make you feel what you should feel. I'm trying to give you something to wake y'all up with. Y'all need to wake up because I don't want y'all to end up being 40, 50 years old having all these damn kittens and shit talking about men ain't shit, or a guy goes out on a boat and don't come back but every 3 months talking about the sea is his woman and shit like that. Because I met people like that, and you'd be like, man, you got a girlfriend? No, my girlfriend's the sea. You're like, what the fuck? And you talk to a woman. And it's one woman at work, like, yeah, but she tough like a mean-ass dyke. I ain't gonna lie, she mean. Like, she told one dude to hurry up and shit. I looked at her hand, she don't got no man. Oh, though, oh. Trying to boss people around. I can't help it, you chose that life. And a lot of people like to blame one another for their problems. I was reading one book, and they say that's the problem in today's world. We like to blame one another for things that we are easily able to control, you know? But that's another show right there. I will touch on that. But we're going to go ahead and talk about the subject here, why every man shouldn't hit woman's bottom. Now, I know y'all think some of this stuff is fictional, but it has to have some type of truth behind it. Canadian Love, do you remember a movie called Thin Line Between Love and Hate?
Oh, yes. Fine example.
Could you tell people about what you saw? How did it make you feel about these characters? If you can remember briefly anything you can point out to our audience out there.
the female in the movie, she ended up meeting Martin Lawrence in the movie, and she was falling in love with him, and he was really, like, head over heels with her because she was beautiful, but he didn't realize her mental state, and obviously she gave it up probably the first or second night in the movie, and she loved it. So, I mean, she was 100% to be with him, and she went crazy, and she ended up doing some wild things to get his attention, and he wasn't feeling her no more, and it just shows you what females will do once they do have, like, a good lover. They want more, right? So they're going to do whatever they have to do to get more. So, but this female in particular, she went crazy. I mean, she went right off the handle, and, I mean, she went to any extent to have him again, and it got really bad. The movie was interesting. A lot of females are like that out there, and, you know, they have to get their stuff right.
Yeah.
Not about that.
I was afraid. I liked the woman who played her because she looked good for her age. And he got up in her, you know what I'm saying? Like I was saying, he hit that bottom, ladies. He hit that bottom. God, I'm trying to help y'all out. Y'all thinking this shit funny. It ain't funny when a woman come up and throw a in your fucking car. Or, and I saw this shit like this. I experienced this shit. I ain't gone through a shit where someone cut up my tires and shit because I don't get that close to you because motherfuckers will get you in trouble, but I have to have friends, and I don't want to put their names out there. I don't want to describe the situation because I knew what I'm talking about, but I have known people where their whole life has been turned upside down because they was laying that pipe too well, and you can't do every woman like that because it's not good to hit everyone because, like Canadian Love was saying, she was basically pointing out where the dude is hitting the pipe. He's first womanizer. You know, he's a womanizer. He's saying anything that she wants to hear. And, you know, a lot of guys do. And that's the bullshit problem. That it's not even a fucking guy. That's a fucking simp in a trick. He'll say, baby. And this goes into MTV, that show I was watching. I think it was Real. Hey, I don't even know the name of the show because I don't watch MTV like that. It just happened to come on Real World. Something like that. It might not be that. I don't know for sure if that was Real World or not. But anyway, it was some MTV show, and these girls was out there with her homegirl, and she was having problems with men. But the thing was, why was she meeting guys constantly at the club and consider them potential? Because I'm going to tell you, a lot of women that I know that go to the club, they know men ain't shit in those clubs. They're just looking for one thing. And guys sometimes, like I have to say, sometimes they are just looking for that one thing, but they try to come off with some slick shit. And motherfucking women ain't stupid. They might be naive, but they're not stupid. And she knew he was running lines. She came to her and said, hey, baby, how you doing? This was the second guy she met, because she met three guys. And like, oh, everything all right with you? And like, hey, you know, she's talking, hey, how you doing? So they go in there and they do that thing. They talking. He's whispering in the ear. You know, my family owns a such and such company. I got a Porsche outside. I'm making bank, baby. You know, I want to be with you. Feels like we are connected together. I feel something. All these bullshit lines to get some ass. And she was saying, you know, I want to take you home, but you ain't going to get no sex from me. I don't know if she was saying that just for the cameras or she was really being sincere about it. And basically, he slept over the first night with her, and her girls were like, I don't trust that dude. And the dude was just so anxious. So they were like, you sure you saw the key for a Porsche, or did you see a keychain say Porsche? And she's like, she can't remember because she was drunk and shit. Now, I know a lot of people is like, man, it's crazy. It's a lot of crazy shit going on. They're pointing out that they want to have this shit. They want to make sure this shit is real. They want to make sure they find that love. But basically, Canadian Love, do you want me to explain to you what happened in this scenario with her so-called soulmate? This nigga got locked up. The next day, when they came back, because they supposed to all went out, and they were like, where's Brian at? And so, oh, man, I forgot to tell you. Brian got locked up today. For what? They wouldn't say what he was doing, but he was locked up and he won't be able to come back because he got locked up on a weekend. And usually, when you get locked up on a weekend, that service is closed on weekends, so you have to get out on Monday. Or if it's a holiday, like Myrtle Beach, like I know a lot of motherfuckers are getting locked up as we speak, fucking around. If you get locked up at Myrtle Beach, don't expect to get out on a holiday. You won't get out Tuesday, so you're stuck in jail. So she was talking, I won't talk to him no more. But she told the camera people that she knew that this guy was running lines. And she knew that's what she was wanting to hear. And I honestly think they was fucking, you ask me. But, you know, they're not going to say that. And a lot of people want to know what is the bottom of a woman. Oh, Shannon, I mean, Canadian Love, what do you think the topic is about the bottom of a woman? What is the bottom of a woman? You're a woman. What is the bottom of a woman? Because a lot of guys want to know. They're in here, booming in the chat room, want to know.
It's at the bottom. I mean, it's the G-spot. So, I mean, it could be, I mean, a man could be, the way they make love. It could be anything from the size to how they do it. Like, I mean, it could vary, but it's the G-spot, and a lot of females like that. And if they know that they have, one good lover to go to any extent, basically, to keep that lover. And, I mean, that's why a lot of females stay with these dudes that are not even for them, but this is good, so they're going to stay because, you know, the sex is good, and then the guy may even beat up her and, like, this weird stuff to her, and she's going to stay. But, like, I mean, mental, physical abuse, and she'll stay because of the sex. And it's kind of sad, really, because they should not be staying with it like that just because the sex is good. That's why, you know?
So, guys, you heard her. I hope y'all got y'all damn notebooks out. Y'all want to know what the bottom of a woman is. Another woman who talked that article or that issue right there is Alexis K. Tyler. She has did some stuff on YouTube about the bottom of a woman, you know. So, in my opinion, guys, you don't want to go and stick your dick up at everyone as well, neither. Because if you mess with crazy women, let's just get to the point, guys. A lot of women don't want to hear you say this shit. You're not going to hear it. Because it's just like something for the next show. If you know you got the King Kong dick and you want to slam it up in there, she might not be ready for that shit. But if you know you like this woman, you don't have to hear about them the first night you see her. Because the thing is, you really do need to get to know this motherfucking woman. Because you don't know. Like I told you, I saw niggas get their car smashed in, getting beat up at the grocery store because he laid out pipe too well and got caught cheating around. And she brought in her brother Rollo, and he got his ass smashed. I saw women paint on a nigga's car. He had an old Cadillac, and he had it fixed up, 24, all that shit fixed up. And the thing happened was, y'all don't think this shit is crazy, but the thing happened was, she wrote bitch on the car. In white paint, he had a gold car, and she wrote bitch on it. And the thing was that he didn't say nothing. Everyone thought, man, dude, I said no man going to do that shit. He was going to whoop your ass. A woman wrote that. Let me go into some more things as far as examples go. And I'm trying to warn you guys, you need to come 100% with these ladies. Because if she can't accept people who you are, you need to tell her step the fuck off. You know what I'm saying? So, for example, some women get turned on by a man having 500 bins. You know what I'm saying? You have a bins. A woman, not all women, I'm not pointing out all women get turned on by vehicles, but some women, and you know, I had a lady, Sassy Scribe, talk about that. Well, women that get turned on to material things, they know what a bins is. They fucking get turned on. And please do not let it have rims on the fucking bins. Because they motherfuckers might be coming out their pants. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm here, baby. I'm here. They do shit like that. They get turned on. I mean, a lot of women like shiny things. Why do you think a lot of guys out here be wearing these fake plastic chains and shit? They can't really afford all of them. You know, all these guys can't afford all that shit. So they get the next thing that might look like it's real. And where? Because I remember growing up and going to college, a lot of guys be having on this fake-ass jewelry and shit. And you can't afford it. Don't put that bullshit on because you might get gangrene on your neck or some shit. You don't want your neck to fall off and you die or whatever. But not all women caught up on this game. Like Canadian Love, she knows the game. You know the game, don't you, Canadian Love?
Mm-hmm.
You don't get caught up on no shit like that. You see a guy in the car, hey, mom.
No.
It's a lot of hood rats, I say, and I did a show about hood rats. A lot of hood rats get caught up with it. If you come out with a bucket of shit and have it outside the window, they will come. I know this.
Yes, true. a lot of females, they fall for, you know, the cars and everything. It's not right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that nigga could be renting cars or doing homecoming. As y'all don't know, I am from North Carolina NC State University. But the thing is, when homecoming comes, some of those people don't have their cars because their cars are too broken down or whatever. So they go rent out an Expedition. I don't know if they're going to do it this year because that shit costs too much to fill up the gas tank. But they go get out vehicles, rent them out, or get cousins' vehicles. And women get turned on, not all women. I'm pointing out not all women. The women that are real, that's righteous, that I'm talking about, women like Canadian Love, where she knows what's real in life, what she really wants in life, and not this fake-ass shit that this guy has had, they're going to recognize the true potential of a man. But these women out here who get turned off because this nigga got these rims, they shiny and shit. Oh, he got grills in his mouth and shit like that. That shit ain't really needed right there. Because if you got to dress like a fucking clown, go to fucking circus. You know what I'm saying? I don't got time for that shit. But, you know, I'm going to go on. So, you know, some of these tricks out here, and you know we got tricks out here. They will whisper in your ear, ladies. You know this. And don't say they won't. You know, if right now, as we speak, if I could take off to Myrtle Beach right now, because it's Tricksville down there. It's Tricksville. You got a lot of dudes out there tricking out, trying to pay for some pussy, all types of shit, man. They will say anything in the world to a woman. They might say this, hey, Canadian Love, you know, I want to take you out to the islands. I want to make you a woman. I want to show you the world. All this bullshit. And you don't know the nigga from a can of paint, you know? And he shows the money. He tricked out the money. You know, like I told you earlier, like the guy did in the movie or TV show on MTV. He was like, I got money. My family rich. Hell, I might be a basketball player. I'm Muggsy Bogues. And if a girl ain't up on par with sports and shit, she probably will believe because she got all this money. They don't know the time. I talked to a basketball player today, girlfriend. No, really took me out to Church's Chicken or KFC to get me some food. Fuck. So, you know, from this, what I want to point out to women out there, you guys wondering, first of all, on this point, why is he telling you these things? Because, first of all, if I meet a female, I'm not telling her all my personal business right off first bat. I mean, right off first bat, this dude came off and start telling everything he got. When I met tricks like that, he don't know you like that. It seems like he wants you to fall in love with his lifestyle, not him. He's too good to be true. So if a dude basically saying he got this, he got that, let me buy you a drink, let me do all this for you, he's basically saying, hey, in reality, I'm not good enough to talk to you and tell you about my main attributes as a person, as a character, my characteristics as a human being. I'm not good enough to tell you about this, so I'm just going to tell you about what money I get that I can use for you so you can live my lifestyle with me. Whack shit like this, you know what I'm saying? So when you fall in love for this trap, or you fall for this trap, ladies, I'm going to tell you the whole description of this. He gets you back to your place or his place, and you feeling pressure, or some of you are feeling like you're willing to open up your legs to get a fresh pack of nuts and dick in you, you know, be my guest. I'm telling you this shit right now so y'all can wake up and see where this shit is coming from. Now, you're saying you are a winner. Some of these girls out here saying they're a winner because they see from the videos, they see Jackie O video when she was coming to get that money, you got to use your nuki and all that shit like that. So you can basically go ahead and get your riches. Fuck that nigga. You don't want to really be messing with him. He just wants to get his money. Shit like that. Wrong message. Okay. You're saying that you fill in this man's lifestyle because, first of all, he's got that Benz. He's got that house, supposedly. He's got a job. He's in the NBA. It looks like. That's what he told me because he got all the money. And you just let that man hit your fucking bottle. So you are so thrilled with all these amateurs because you got some nuts in you. You got a dick up in you. You got all this money going everywhere, left, right, everywhere. You like, oh, this is the life. This is like DuckTales when you see Uncle Scrooge jumping a bunch of coins and shit. You like Uncle Scrooge. You spitting out coins out your fucking mouth. So the thing is, you know, you sitting back, getting that dick, even maybe getting it raw. You might tell the dude get up in you raw because you thinking if he gets you pregnant, and I talked about this on the show, Penae Love, you know I talked about this on the show. If you get pregnant, you're going to get this man, you're going to keep him or get his money at least. He gets his nut. You think you already got your cum on earlier by getting his attention with your titties out and your ass cheeks showing to win this man. So, because the whole thing is, it's kind of fucked up because you fall in love with what he can do for you, and he fall in love for how you look, not really about who you are. And a lot of ladies get all fucked up talking, fuck niggas, niggas ain't shit. No, maybe the niggas you're fucking with ain't shit. Because I told y'all before, don't be fucking with Ray Ray. That shit ain't cool. You don't want to have a Ray Ray on your hands. And I got some people calling this. Before I even go into the topic any further, I want to bring in some people. 212, are you there? 212. Hello, 212. I got another 212. 212, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
And who is this?
This is Paul.
Oh, what's up, Paul? Brought in Paul. Paul should talk about this. Paul, if you don't know, it's a MySpace blogger, and he talks about a lot of issues that goes on, particularly in the black community as well. And I would like him to, you know, basically come on to the show, which he is now, and we'll talk about some of these issues. Now, I know you've been listening for a minute about how I told people about how some of these girls are getting tricked up with this lifestyle that this guy is trying to do, because I'm getting to the main gist of it about not hitting the bottom of every woman. Because some shit can fuck up if you do it.
Definitely, man. Matter of fact, it's funny you said that because I went to the shadow Thursday, right? Going into Friday, and most of the females in that club, I would say you might find maybe 2 to 4 that, you know what I'm saying, is, let's say, an average of 6 to 9, but the rest is just, let's say, 1 to 4, which is terrible. And I be seeing these dudes just tricking their money to these women. Like, I mean, I'm like, my God, I mean, what happened to the game, man? So everything that, huh?
No, I'm agreeing with you.
Okay, and I'm saying to myself, yo, what is going on here? I mean, these women's bellies, it's like they took the refrigerator and stuffed the whole fridge in their, you know what I'm saying, in their stomachs, man. I mean, all they show is their breasts and their backside. That's it. And most of them doesn't really have money. They have a trick giving them money, you know what I'm saying? I remember this chick, you know what I'm saying, that I was macking to. She like, yo, you want to buy me a drink? I said, no, because I don't know you. And she like, well, we talking, right? I'm like, I'm talking to get to know you, but I don't know you like that to be tricking drinks on you. And I guess she won't dance anymore. And I'm like, bye. You know what I'm saying? And see, the problem with us, and this is what, I posted on my blog. You know what I'm saying? The 10 reasons why black women don't disrespect black men is because black men allow themselves to be disrespected by black women.
You hear that now? You hear what Paul was saying, Canadian Love? What do you think about this? Go ahead, Canadian Love.
Yeah, go ahead.
But the thing is, I find that Well, besides the whole thing about black women, black men, I think that a lot of men, they let everything happen like this. A lot of men's expectations are lower because they are messing with the wrong type of females, the ones that are, they might be, you know, really big or not really attractive. I mean, most of the girls you'll be seeing up in a club in most of the other states, you know, at like 2 o'clock, and most of them will be having like 3 or 4 kids at home.
Yeah.
I mean, we're expecting these nightclubs, and it's going to happen. A lot of them, like 5, 6 out of 10 of them will have fathers at a baby father at home, have tons of babies. I mean, that's just today's society. I mean, it's all messed up. I think men and females' expectations have just been lowered so much now that it don't matter if you're overweight, you're out of shape, you don't have your stuff right. It's just, it's all messed up now. I agree with you so much. It's funny, you know?
And you know the funny part about it is, you know what I'm saying? A woman like you, you know what I'm saying, that's saying what you just said, a lot of women would disagree. Matter of fact, not only would they disagree with you, they probably kick ass. Because everything with them is, oh, you a hater. Oh, you think you know it all. You know what I'm saying? You don't want it with me. And this is the problem with not just black men, but black women. And I don't know if y'all heard of Michael Eric Dyson. You know what I'm saying? He's an author, and he put out books from Tupac Shakur, Marvin Gaye, Martin Luther King. But this book in particular really pissed me off, and I'm going to do a blog about it. This book is titled Know What I Mean. And basically he talks about everything that's going on now in our culture. You know what I'm saying? He was giving the black women at Spelman College props for snitching and disrespecting Nelly, because Nelly came to their school to talk about donating bone marrow transplants to you know, sick black men, black women, and a bunch of these black women students from Spelman was throwing at his face about the tip drill video, saying that, you know, he took it too far. And the thing that pissed me off is, first of all, if you're not filming the video, don't watch it, number one. Number two, those women decided to want to be in the video. And it's like Nelly said, there's a contract that they have to read before they, you know what I'm saying, I mean, before anybody do their scenes in the video. Those women want to show their private parts, breasts, butt, vagina, whatever. They chose that lifestyle. So why is it that when women disrespect themselves, oh, it's the men's fault, but it's never the woman's fault? You know what I'm saying? And what pissed me off with Michael Eric Dyson, he's the same type of nigga. He will destroy the black male race and uplift the black women race. And I'm not saying not to uplift the black women race, but don't. But don't bring down your own black race, because, hello, you're black.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to talk about that on the other show right here. I'm gonna stay on topic. Well,
okay.
Because it goes all in part of what we're talking about.
Right.
Because, well, for some of these girls out here, because it's true about what you're saying. It's true about it. And it goes on to what we were saying as far as some of these girls letting these dudes hit the bottom, because they think that's love, because they fall in love with what you were talking about, Nelly videos, all this stuff. They think, if I just shake my ass, I'm going to get this money too. You know what I'm saying? That's the wrong thing. And they get mad.
Yeah. But see, here's the problem. Once again, here's the problem with black women today. They don't want to be classy women like a Michelle Obama, like an Oprah Winfrey. You know what I'm saying? Like a Pam Grier, an Angela Bassett. They want to be them chicks from the Flavor of Love shows, or those chicks from K Magazine. Let me tell you something. Nothing. Back in my time, because I was a little kid growing up in the 80s, men knew what was classy and men knew what was whack. Today, you have more whackness than classiness. You know what I'm saying? It's like if they see a chick with a gang of tattoos with their babies, names on them, their names, and God knows who else, oh, she's hot. Or if they see her wearing gray pants and some white shirt going to work. Oh, she's hot. How you, y'all don't know what hot is. Oh, okay, she may have a physical appearance, but what about the mental appearance? That's what men should go for. And men doesn't go after that. Men goes after the physical, because to them, the physical is more important than the mental. They don't want an intelligent black woman. They want a woman with a big butt and a big breast, have some sex, and then they go back to their boys. And then they'd be surprised when they get their feelings hurt when that same woman is taking advantage of them. You see, we have little boys. We don't have grown men anymore. And when I try to preach to these youngsters and tell them, listen, man, that chick you think is hot is not hot. Because let me tell you something. Any female could put on some jeans. And I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with a woman putting on jeans or a dress or whatever, but for one, I'm going to go after how she treats me, how she talks to me. And you get one chance. This ain't baseball. Better yet, it's not going to be like a cat where you get nine chances. You get one chance, and if you mess up, I'm not messing with you anymore. But see, dudes will allow a woman to disrespect them constantly, 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 and they think that's cool. So everything you say is true, because when the club I went to, dudes is running after chicks with the tight jeans on, you know what I'm saying, and the hair doesn't match. But as long as they have the big breast and the big butt out their jeans,
yes,
they think they all that.
That's the thing right there. That's what my mom always told me. Like,
mm-hmm.
She told me never to go after any bald-headed hoes, because the thing is, they ain't got no fuck. Like you say, them older folks do point that out. Now, that's all about, it's like class is not all about the money. Like, hey, of course you want to do to have a job, but he shouldn't have to have a six-figure salary for you to be considered a holler at him. Because, again, like I say, are you marrying the guy, or are you being with the guy because you like his personal attributes as far as, is he a good person? Is he a good listener? Does he know how to respect you? Because a lot of dudes who got that money, they don't care, give a fuck, you know? Get two cans to flip a fuck.
And nothing. The reason why men have that mentality is because they allow society, like Tariq Nasheed be saying, to dumb them down. Back in the day, the black culture didn't care about fancy cars, fancy suits. I mean, yes, black men wore suits, but we was busy fighting, you know, the Jim Crow laws. You know what I'm saying? We was busy fighting, you know, the Jim Edgar Hoover laws. You know what I'm saying? We was busy fighting for our sisters. But what the system did, the system threw money at us, and that right there divide and conquer us. Because wherever I go, I go to the library to read books on anything. Because back then, you wouldn't catch me reading a book. You know what I'm saying? I hate reading. But it's thanks to, I think, Tariq King Flex Nasheed that gave me knowledge and wisdom. And I also thank my mom, you know what I'm saying, and my friend Cheryl, you know what I'm saying? They changed my life. And yes, women, you know what I'm saying, women could change a man's life if she's positive. See, the problem with men today, you know what I'm saying, they feel they have to bow down to a female and obey them, because that's what society wants. They want the women to take over and be the bosses in the jobs and stuff. And I have no problem with a woman being a boss. The only problem I have with a woman being a boss is she don't care about making the company better. She just care about the fact that she's the boss, and she do whatever she wants. It's like with Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. The reason why I like Barack Obama is he's about changing the world. Hillary Clinton is all about making a name for herself to become the first lady. And once again, I have no problem with that. But if you don't care about getting those troops out of Iraq and making the world a bad place, it's not really about the people. It's about you.
Now, Now, what do you think about that Canadian love? I know you're sitting back here taking some notes here.
Mm-hmm.
What's your thought?
Yeah, I have a lot of mix-ups. Well, what topic, Evan?
Anything of what Paul has been saying so far.
Yeah, I think that, like, I don't know. I think it's all messed up. I think that, like you said, a lot of people, like, everyone's messed up with priorities and everything. It's not about, you know, the fine cars and everything. It's, you know, people are all messed up. I don't think people should be up in the club, first of all. I mean, you cannot find any person you're going to be settling down with being in the club. But then the type of females that are out there nowadays, many of them don't even have their stuff right. They claim they have so much money, but they have so much debt. They have kids. They have baby problems. They have baby fathers. It's just one thing after another. I mean,
yeah, and see, women like you, I can get with on a serious relationship level, because the way you talk, I can say, okay, you know what I'm saying? Let me see if, you know what I'm saying, if this could go somewhere serious. The other females, I already know they going to try to play me. And here's why I have so much knowledge of, you know what I'm saying, of how these women get down. One thing that Tyreek said in The Art of Macking, and this is going to show that Tyreek was not just teaching men how to get women and just get sex from women. He was teaching men how to be responsible. He was teaching men, okay, since you have problems with certain females, watch some Lifetime channels. Watch some Sex in the City. Watch some Girlfriends. Or this book I'm reading right now by Travis L. Stark, MD, Don't Be That Girl. And it breaks down the type of women that I was just breaking down, like the agenda girls, the yes girls, the drama queen girls, the bitter girls, the being a real friend but not that friend type of girl, and that you can find that wherever, because one minute they friend to the end, and all of a sudden when that friend to the end leaves, that, you know what I'm saying, the other girlfriends or so-called girlfriends is talking down on her. The insecure girls, the desperate girls, the working girl, the lost girl. And I'm also reading a book titled How to Date Men. 700 Dating Secrets from America's Top Matchmaker. You see, men has to wake up. Matter of fact, not men, little boys. Little boys need to start being little men and stop having these little boys mentalities. Like, for instance, all these children, what is the point of having kids if you're not going to be a real man and take care of your responsibility? The same
talk
thing with
about that on the show right there. We're going to talk about that on the next show.
Okay.
Because that's some good stuff. I'm going to put you right back on home real quick, because we're going to try to finish it up and bring you back in, okay?
All right, no problem.
Okay. And that was Paul right there, man. He got a lot of deep game in that for you. All y'all folks out there, man, I want y'all to call in at 646-716-7911. He had a lot to say. What do you think about the Canadian love?
Man, I love it because it's the truth. I mean, it's nothing but the truth. You know, it's real talk.
Yeah.
It's about time, because you have to get a lot more listeners and get this out in the open, because it's, you know, it's the truth. People don't hear it, but, man, it, you know, like, come on. You have to start getting this stuff right.
Yeah, he was hitting up most of my points. That's why I was like, I got to put you on hold for 1 second, because I wanted to finish the thoughts of what I have here with that. Because, as y'all don't know, we're all talking about how you shouldn't hit the bottom of every woman, because a lot of guys are asking in the chat room. A lot of people in the chat room, which I think about tricking, and people won't respond to it. I don't know what the hell's going on in the chat room. I mean, be real with yourself. Y'all know what fucking tricking is. People trying to buy you off, want to know, hey, I can buy y'all, can I get some pussy? Shit like that. I mean, some whack shit. And he brought up a lot of things. Like, back in the day, it wasn't all about, like, black people didn't have money like that back in the day. And I don't know how I end up going from being really, like, family. You know, we used to have family, mom, dad, sister, brother, sitting there. You don't have too many of those. It's like a distinct race going on. Because if we keep it up at the rate that it is now, you ain't going to have no fucking family. And I know the government promotes some of that shit. They told one woman that basically, I know this is kind of off topic, but I could get back on topic. But But her and her husband have some issues as far as jobs, because he lost his job, and I forgot what he was doing, but he needed more insurance. They needed more insurance to cover. And they told the woman to divorce her husband to get more insurance and get on welfare. What type of shit is that? It's a fucked up system, but we're going to talk about that on the next show. In the next show, we'll talk about all these damn baby mamas and daddies and shit like that. And I don't want y'all to miss out on it. So I'm continuing on what I was saying. Now, after a while, you wonder why this dude is not talking about all the fancy shit he was saying that he had. You know, this guy who was going to trick off on you, take you to the Aruba and take you to the Gaiman Islands, all that shit like that. Bora Bora, he's going to take you to all that shit he promised you. Now, you let him hit that ass, right? You know, the little nasty lies, he basically, I want to point out, he lied to your ass. That's why I want to say he lied to your ass. Because I know this nigga did not have no bins. He lives home with his mom, and this dude's damn fucking 26. He played an Xbox and had the new Mac. And when he said he was on a football team or a basketball team, he was talking about Xbox, actually. He don't have a job. He has a set of kids. And you're going to have his baby, too, because you remember you let that nigga go up and you raw, so you on the board, too. Now, you mad as hell. Y'all ladies out here, mad as fuck. I know y'all hot. Y'all probably got flames coming off your fucking forehead and shit. And you know this shit is honestly true, and I want to point that out. Now, I have another caller coming in. Before I even finish my thought, I want to bring in 410. 410, are you in the house?
Yes, it's me. It's Sassy Scribe. What's going on?
Hey, Sassy.
I pulled myself away from my strawberry mojito in a yard full of family and friends because I wanted to chime in on this subject.
Oh, yeah. I brought you up earlier. See, I'm bringing all, like, you know, we're talking about the bench. Remember you told me about that one episode. Some of the ladies get turned on by it. And we had Paul, one of our blog talk writers. He came in there and talked about a lot of stuff. But, you know, I was just finishing up. But what are your thoughts about it? As far as you got people out here who say, I got to hit the bottom of every woman, then the woman flips out when this dude really didn't care about them.
Well, first of all, I got to blame the woman. I blame everything. And women going to get upset when I say this. The bottom line starts with us. Men can't do shit you don't allow. They can't talk to you. They can't call you a bitch, slut, whore, trick. They can't give you any type of negative and derogatory comments unless you allow it. People call me a bitter bitch all the time. I'm not bitter. I'm just very straightforward. First of all, every man ain't hitting the bottom of every woman. I'm 41 years old. I can count on my hand the number of men that have, quote, unquote, laid it down. That ain't happening. And any woman between the ages of 30 and 50 that's still getting caught up from a good piece of D is stupid.
Yeah, Canadian
Love,
what's your thoughts about that?
Huh?
It's true. I mean, I'm very young, though. I'm only 24 years old, but it's true. I mean, a lot of females, they do get caught up, and I do blame a lot of women because a lot of women keep going back to the same man, and, I mean, the dude could be physically, mentally abusing her, and she keeps going back because the sex is good. And, I mean, it's not a good marriage, and not this day and age. I mean, sex is not that good to be just can, you know, your happiness, your life, you know?
I don't understand how sex defines the relationship. I mean, sex is all well and good. But when you start defining your relationships by the number of sexual partners that you have, there's something that is definitely wrong. And there are a lot of women that get turned on by a man driving a Mercedes and not knowing that he could be living in that damn Mercedes. I have a problem with anybody driving a luxury vehicle parked in front of an apartment. I have a definite problem with that.
I saw that happen, too.
Look, you know, you got this luxury apartment, but you don't have no garage or driveway to pull it up in. So that shows me something about your priorities. But you have a lot of men, the only way that they can get women is through those material assets. And I think I said this to you on your show before. A man that is young that got a lot of play, when he gets to be in his 30s and 40s, he don't worry about getting ass right from the jump. But a man in his 30s and 40s that worry about ass got no ass in his 20s.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, because I met guys like that at my other job, and they were like, yeah, man, I got to get her. I was like, damn, man, you just got like 2-3 kids. What's wrong with you? Some, well, you know, I like it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, my God.
But is he taking care of these 3 kids? I mean.
He's paying child support. He's got like 2-3 kids. And the last time I checked with him, he was just like going after everyone. Like any woman that come into the store, because I used to work at a department store, he'd walk up, talk to him, try to spit game to him. Like, man, you need to sit your ass down. For real.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it happens.
But you know what? I don't understand, and I know this is going to offend a lot of some people, but I don't understand women who continually have multiple children by multiple men. Like, I went to a party last night, and the young lady had 4 kids by 4 different men.
You don't need to apologize.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
don't apologize.
Be on our
but,
show.
No, I'm going to apologize because I'm one of those rare women that never wanted to have kids, and I don't regret that decision. And I don't understand women that seems to have a kid or a baby by every man that they're with. To me, having a baby does not show your love for a person. It really doesn't.
Yeah, that's true.
And babies are truly a blessing and a gift from God, but not everybody deserves a blessing. And not everybody can handle
it.
That's true. I'm going to put you back on. I want you to come on to my Follow Me show, too, because we're going to talk about the multiple baby fathers and moms.
Well,
and
I
want
to get back to my guest and back to my strawberry mojito so I can get my drink on. But
okay.
I just wanted to call in and, you know, support your show because I thought this was a very, very good topic.
Yeah, we got a whole lot to go, but I appreciate it.
Okay. Good luck. Bye-bye.
All right. And Sassy Scribe, man, y'all need to check her out, man, because she's honestly telling the truth, man. She is a blog talk host, and she's laid a lot of information there. Y'all can call in for real. The number is 646-716-7911. I'm going to finish up with my thoughts and bring Paul back in because, man, he has a lot of shit to say about this, and we're going to have him come on to Follow Me tonight at 8:30. We're going to talk about those multiple baby fathers and mamas and all that bullshit that's going on. But let's get back to the topic.
Fair.
Let's get into this. Okay, you mad as hell, ladies. Y'all mad as hell. And you can't get mad at the dude like Sassy Scribe, so you got to look at yourself. A lot of people like to do in this country is blame one another for all their problems. Like one of my friends would tell me that they were blaming illegal immigrants because their job was taken away. Why would you blame them? They have no power over the job. Like, what would you do if you weren't making really nothing in your country and you went to another country that was just next door to you, and that will give you a lot of money? You're going to go up there, and they are hiring you. You just can't come to no job. Like, I can't come up into a Circuit City and put on a red shirt and say, hey, I'm working today. They're going to be like, who the fuck are you, you know? Shit like that. So people blame one another. Just like this nigga got you pregnant. What the fuck happened to your mouth when you didn't say anything to him earlier about getting a rubber, you know? Who's the fucking fault is that? Because it's your body. He didn't rape you. Now, he did. That's a different story. You shouldn't be sitting up there talking about you love him after he raped you. That shit's sick, too. Because we got some sick girls out here on some bullshit. But you want to kill this dude, I'm saying. You want to kill him because he laid up in you and he lied. This woman now wants to cut this nigga's tires up. She wants to smash his windows on his baby mama's car. Call the police and say he beat on her. You know, saying, you know, yeah, he whooped my ass, officer, come get, because, you know, down here, if you say anything like that, they'll come lock your ass up. You might not even be near her. They'll just come get your ass. And it's a dangerous fucking game out here. Because you really must stay away from crazy ass, bald head hoes like that, in my opinion. Because real women are not going to be playing games. And you really do come out here threatening her shit, you have to break the call, but you ain't do shit to her. And motherfucker just ain't used to losing stuff, because people like that, they have stuff taken away from them at a very early age, and that shit went on in life when they got older, and it involved from maybe having your toy taken away, your baby doll taken away, candy taken away, now men taken away from you, and you ain't gonna have that shit, and you whine and cry, so, you know, mom can't do nothing, so you call the police and lock the nigga up. Just like off the line between love and hate, as Canadian Love was bringing out, this dude didn't even do nothing to the girl. She beat herself up saying he did that shit. And you got crazy women like that. And you got crazy niggas out here, too. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to be getting on just basically the women, men out there crazy too, because love letters, come I love you, I'm going to come kill you if you leave me, shit like that. But she is going to turn your 15 minutes or 30 minutes of pleasure into straight up hell and damnation. Like they always say, hell has no fury like a woman's score. And a lot of people think, well, whatever, you don't know what you're talking about. Okay, why don't you try this shit? Go fuck with a crazy bitch up in the club and see what happens. I bet you you won't be able to listen to the show no more because you'll be locked up with Ray Ray. Now, my thoughts is, guys, when a woman comes off wanting you to stab the first night without having to tell or have you try anything on her at all, I mean, you ain't trying nothing. And she said, will you fuck me tonight? And she come off like that. That's a fucking red flag. When she talking about relationships, after y'all just had sex, and you didn't even spit that type of game to her, you just told basically what you want. Let's say you're not even looking for a relationship. Say, you know, right now, I'm not looking for a relationship. If it comes up later on, I'll look for it. But right now, I'm just trying to enjoy company of who I'm with, you know? I'm just trying to enjoy our company. Basically saying he doesn't want to fuck. And he's just coming off with polite words. He basically ain't trying to be up underneath you like that. Because right now, he's going through things as far as career-wise, shit like getting his money together. And, you know, just want to have each other's company. That's all it is. So a lot of girls ask me that, why don't you got a girlfriend right now? I'm not looking for a relationship like that. Besides, guys, I won't meet the fucking standards. Especially down here in Greensboro, there's some whack babies out here. Anyway, if she's talking about she loves you after the first night or the first week, that's a red fucking flag, guys. You need to wake up on that shit. Now, I suggest that if y'all don't know what I'm talking about, y'all need to go to Netflix, Blockbuster, Hollywood Video, where the fuck you get that, and go rent these. And sexual attraction, thin line between love and hate, basic instinct one and two. Check that shit out. Now, what is your thoughts about it, Miss Canadian Love? Anything that you got to say about it?
Not really. I mean, I think we just found out.
Yep.
Not really nice to say.
Now, we're accepting calls right now as we speak. Y'all can call in. We're about to bring Paul back in. Let him finish up the discussion of what we just talked, if he has any thoughts. I know he's got thoughts. The number is 646-716-7911. Let the Atlanta people call. Let the Greensboro people call. Let the New York people call. L.A., all y'all. Y'all motherfuckers get on the phone and start picking up and calling now. Stop being shy. Stop being scared. Speak what's on your mind. Because if y'all tired of having all those dicks up in your ass and coming out with nothing but full of cum, you need to say something. This is your time right now to get up off your ass, make a phone call, say what's on your mind, let the world know. So even when you say this stuff, I might not have the ability to reach you and come talk to you, but you might have the ability to come out and reach and talk to me as far as telling me what's on your mind so we can have this, say this, help other people out here because I'm trying to get people off this bullshit and get onto some real shit. People want to keep taking a fucking blue pill, be fucking addicts of it. It's time to take the red fucking pill and wake up to the real world. Because as you don't know, look at these ladies who had the same idea 10 years ago when we was just maybe, what, 12, 13, somewhere around there. And look at them now. They ain't doing shit but working at Walmart, at the welcome line and shit. Come on now. Do you really? I'm sure I probably like that. She looks so good, but she used to be a stripper, and then she thought that she was all about that. But now she like 30 something, 40 something, ain't got shit. But Walmart, well, she did have Walmart. I don't go to Walmart no more. I only fuck with some motherfuckers. But the thing is, y'all really do gotta wake up, cause y'all thinking y'all gonna be young forever. Y'all ain't on no fucking special green tea. Y'all need to get right. You know, y'all gotta get our minds together and start looking at what really is going to be the whole thing. So, again, the number is 646-716-7911. And I do not want you to miss out on tonight's show. Tonight's show is mothers who are single with multiple fathers and on welfare. What the fuck? We we're going to talk about that. A lot of people, Zach, you bring that up. Paul's bringing up. I really don't want no one to bring that up on the show until 8:30 tonight on Fallen Men. You can reach Fallen Men at www.blogtalkradio.com/Fallen Men. Tune into that show, and we're going to lay the pipe on that shit. Now, I'm not going to have everyone coming up in here talk about, well, no welfare, I don't see nothing wrong with it. I see something wrong with it if you live off on it and don't try to get yourself better. That's the problem about the system. I think the system should be changed up. I know it sounds like I'm talking about Republicans, but you got to think about this shit, man. Everything would be a little bit better if we could help each other out. As far as you getting off your fat ass, that's priority number one. And a lot of ladies out there, a lot of dudes out there don't want to hear that shit. But I don't want to see you on Wendover or down the street somewhere in New York City or up in Canada with a sign time to work for food, because I'm going to cuss your ass out. So what the fuck what you doing? How old are you? You understand if things happen in life, but you sit there talking about I wanted to get high and have all these dicks go up in me and get all this pussy, fuck with Ray Ray and shit like that. That ain't going to make the cut right there, my friend. But I'm going to go ahead and bring Paul in.
Yeah, hello?
How are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay, what is your thoughts about it?
You mean the welfare stuff?
No, not that. We ain't talking about that till the next show.
Oh, okay.
The whole thing about the red flags. I have thoughts about the red flags about these guys in the white shirt, because you did bring that up.
Oh, yeah. Man, it's like what the other caller was saying. You know what I'm saying? And once again, I'm glad you have intelligent women on your show, because you have out here in New York the Wendy Williams, Wendy Williams show, the Todd Banks show, 98.7 Kiss FM, where you have these feminist women and men, because you have a lot of men that they have vaginas more than they have a penis today. It's like everything is respect a woman, honor a woman, be there for a woman. You know what I'm saying? Open a car door for a woman, take her out. And I'm like, okay, what about doing for the men? I don't hear what you're going to do for a man. And I don't hear the men saying this. And this is the reason why I get at Michael Eric Dyson and anybody else that put black men down, because they don't want to mess with certain black women that have certain attitudes. You know what I'm saying? When it's like the other call say, when you get older and you start to get a better job, you start to get that house, that nice car, and money coming in, you have to be extra, tremendous. I mean, horrendous careful when you're dealing with a female. I don't care if she's white, Puerto Rican, Asian, Japanese. I don't care if she's Bin Laden. I don't care if she's a Harry Potter. You know what I'm saying? You got to be careful, because she will destroy you. You know what I'm saying? She will make you feel like shit. Because for instance, Paul McCartney, they were saying on the news they had to pay his wife $40 million, but they say he still got a couple million and stuff. I would not give that woman a dime. She better be happy. You know what I'm saying? She was married to a baller. But see, the problem is, once again, you have these Reggie Bushes, they see a Kim Kardashian, oh, I'm going to wipe her up. She got a nice butt, she got a nice breath, but what about her brain? What about her heart? Yes, we all want a beautiful, attractive woman, but I don't want the drama, I don't want the disrespect, because I will tell you where to go. I don't have time for it. See, I was raised by my mom, and my mom was a Mac. My mom didn't, you know what I'm saying? My mom taught me, you know what I'm saying, you can't trust women, because women have ways where everything is where I say goes. I'm the boss. I'm this. I'm that. And every magazine I've Red, the Essence magazine, the Ebony magazine. It's like women gotta be the bosses. Women gotta be on top of corporate America. And another thing too, I want to say too about this: more black women going to college than black men. Where are they at? I don't see them. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like, I mean, they saying all these women is CEOs and stuff, but I'm like, where they at? They CEOs because the man said, I want this N-I-G-G-E-R to be the so-called boss. Come on now. Of course they're going to make you feel like you all that. Of course they're going to say, we're going to invest money in your company. You know why? Because the white man will never let a nigger, N-I-G-G-E-R, be on top of them. They're going to make sure they getting the whole pie and more while you getting the piece. And black women is happy of getting a piece of the pie. And then they take that attitude and they roll with it. And I'll let them Essence women know one thing. If you tired of black men, you know what I'm saying, go date the white man. But you know why you can't do that? Because when that white man brings you in his home to meet his family will disown his ass and take away anything that they going to give him. When they pass away, unless it say if she do marry a white man, he's still God and you're still the devil as far as society's concerned. And all this black men going to jail. When I walk the street, nothing. I see black men coming out from their school with their cap and gown, thinking they mama, they daddy, grandmama, cousin for helping them get where they at. I see black men working for Con Ed. You know what I'm saying? Or working for a company, helping them make money. But see, they don't talk about that in Essence in every magazine. All you talk about is black men on the down low, black men's in prison, black men this, black men that. Why would you have a society that from day one has destroyed the art form of the black man? You know what I'm saying? Bring us down even more. And then you're surprised and we don't want to mess with your kind anymore. And then your thing is, the black men don't want to mess with us, so we're going to talk about them. Okay, you talking about us because you know what you're saying is lies, and basically everything that I've been saying, you've been saying, Tariq now she's been saying is the truth. This world is a pimp world, a macking world. Okay, yeah. What they did to Sean Bell when they shot him 50 times and they got off? I said, when they killed Sean Bell 50 times and they got off, what was that? They pimped his life and they got away with murder.
Yep.
So well, how is it that if a man is a Mac and a pimp, he's the worst kind, but you have a man in George W. Bush, he can steal two elections, bring the war back that's destroying this economy, and get praised for it. But Sean Bell could get 50 bullets, and there's no justice.
Let me ask you this, then. You know, since we on the subject about, from what you're saying, about hitting the bottom, do you think more black men got this mentality, white men, or what race? Do you think particularly the black men got this mentality based off of what the world was trying to tell him, how he should be?
Or you know, that's another thing. It has nothing to do with black, white, Hispanic, well, race, because when you watch Sex and the City, you have white men allowing Shelly Jessica Parker and her sluts to play them. That has nothing to do with color, because we watch the extras, we watch Entertainment Tonight, and we hear about all these white actors who allow these women to play them, manipulate them, take them to the bank, and take all their money. Pamela Anderson, she had a good time playing Tommy Lee, and he still went back to her. You know what I'm saying? And all these other white chicks like the Kim Kardashians, the Paris Hiltons, white men look at them as gods, because once again, They after the P-U-S-S-Y and the B-R-E-S, no, B-R-E-A-S-T. They not after an intelligent white woman. Because I'm going to tell you like this. The difference between a black woman and a white woman is not after Trump change. She's after capital. Black women is after Trump change. And you would think that they would chill, wait for a couple of years until she's married to her black man for 10, 15 years, and then she could cash out. No, she wouldn't cash out right away. Perfect example, nothing.
Yeah.
50 Cent's baby mother was getting $250,000 a year from child support. Plus, she was living in his crib for free. Not paying no mortgage, not paying no tape bills, nothing. This hurt rat chick it's so dumb to have her man living in 50's crib. That's not your crib. And then she got enough to get mad when 50 kicks her man out along with her. Then she going to court to the judge, she wants more money, and the judge said no. Not only aren't you getting what you want, but I'm going to cut your $250,000 a year to, I think it was cut to $7,500 a year. So how you go from $250,000 a year to now $7,500 a year when you could have took that money, made a name for yourself, had companies, have your own crib, and do your own thing, and 50 Cent will still have you in your crib? Once again, this is what Tariq Nasheed talks about on his radio show. Black men, no, not just, first of all, let me stop saying black men. All men messing with the wrong type of women. Because let me tell you something. I used to have fear that I couldn't get different types of women. But when I talk to white women, they're nice, they're polite, and some of them be really feeling me. Not to be on no cocky, arrogant thing, but one thing I learned, nothing, you can't think about, okay, I'm going to get this girl, that girl, and that girl. You have to be in your own world and just let the women come to you. Because you know you fly. You know you the shit. You don't need no fly car. You don't need no money. You don't need what you see on MTV and BET to get women. You see, the only type of women you're going to get that likes that ghetto, fabulous lifestyle is hood rats, chicken heads, and gold diggers. Okay? If you want a classy woman, go ahead.
I tell everybody, y'all better take damn notes on that, right? Because he just hit a good point right there.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and, you know, if man wants classy women, they have to dress classy. And this is another thing. Why y'all ignorant niggas love walking the street with your dirty behind showing, man? Come on now. And then you want to hate on a Mac me because I was raised to have on nice, shiny shoes, and my shoes have been for 6 years, but I grabbed the shoe shine, I shod them shoes up, and people still think these shoes is fresh out the box. But see, I know how to carry myself. I could go to a store, buy a $3 shirt, and casting, it cost me $5,000. You know what I'm saying? An ignorant mentality, I will say, but I carry myself like a man. I don't carry myself like a nigga. See, yes, he said the nigga word, but nothing, you're not a nigga. I'm not a nigga. We're men because we're intelligent men because you always say intelligent things. Because if you say ignorant things, I will not be listening to your show. You know what I'm saying? I'll not even waste my time with it. You know what I'm saying? But you always say intelligent things that Malcolm X was saying, Martin Luther King Jr. was saying, Carol Shaw was saying, Biggie was saying, Tupac was saying. But like Carol once say, our own communities prevented our voice, and those are the politics that need to be dealt with. You know what I'm saying? And the problem is they don't want a classy, intelligent man anymore, white, black, whatever, race or color. They want the ones with the pants hanging down their butt, saying nigga, acting stupid. I went to a fried chicken restaurant last night. You had these fools drinking E&J, cursing out their mouth, acting stupid. And I used to be them. And I don't even drink like I used to. And if I do, I do it at home because I'm around my mom and I'm in a safe environment.
Yeah.
Plus, I'm paying rent and bills, so I could, yeah, so I could do that.
Yeah.
I'm contributing. And that's what, and like you said, these men that swear that they fly, most of them live with their grandmama, their sister, their cousin, or their baby mama. You know what I'm saying? You see, when someone tells me why I'm getting porn a lot or why I'm getting video games, I have a J-O-B. I pay bills. I could do that. I could sell my butt playing video games all day. As long as that bill got paid, I'm being responsible.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm not working, if I'm not contributing, if I'm not doing anything, I'm playing video games all day, there's a problem. Like Nas say, I'm living a second childhood. Well, I'm not living no second childhood. I'm living a grown folk childhood because I'm growing up. And that's the problem with us as black folks. We don't want to grow up. We want to be kids for the rest of our lives. We feel that it's cool to destroy our own neighborhoods. Smash and grab, like Tyreek says, from our own people and just be dumb and dumber. Not want to read a book. When I go to the library, nothing, all I see is a bunch of kids want to be on MySpace. I love MySpace too, but at the end of the day, I'm going to pick up a book and read. Even if I read only 35, 45 pages that one night, at least I'm pulling some knowledge in my head.
Well,
if we do not wait. Go ahead.
Right there, finish that thought right there.
Okay, let me finish and then you go ahead. If we do not wake up and start acting like responsible adults, the Jim Crow laws will come back. And once they come back, they not going anywhere. And black people better not blame the white man or the system. Blame yourself.
Okay. Well, I want you to come on to tonight's show. I will send you the MySpace number, or I send you the number through MySpace to follow me in, because I'm going to wrap it up because it's going around that time right now. I'm going to wrap the
okay.
show up.
Listen, send me the thing on the MySpace. I'll call you around 8:30, okay?
All right, then.
All right, man. One.
And that was Paul right there. Now, I appreciate him calling in. He's done well. Canadian love. Are you still there?
Yeah.
He's done well. I mean, he laid the ground down. We talked about a little bit of stuff after, you know, our main subject. But, I mean, it's still good because it lays into what we're going to talk about for following in tonight. Following in, we're going to talk about mothers who are single with multiple fathers and on welfare. What the fuck? We're going to talk about that at 8:30. I'm going to go ahead and wrap this show up because I know everyone wants to refresh. I know some people left. Some people got hurt. I guess some of the ladies out there didn't want to hear about that. But, hey, I'm going to give you a fucking truth. That's how I see it. But you can contact me and join our official MySpace page going to www.myspace.com/MB_truth. Hit that up. Go there. Join the group so you can get the latest news on episodes or any newsletters that we may do. We'll have Yahoo email. It's MB_truth@yahoo.com. Hit us up, send us an email, let us know what's going on with your life. You know, you don't got to even talk about basically what's going on. Just send me a letter, a shout-out or whatever. You know, it's all good. I don't have no problems with it. And for the voicemail, 641-715-3900, extension 33271 pound. Again, 641-715-3900, extension 33271 pound. And again, I thank you for tuning in. But before I go, I would like to ask Canadian Love, do you have any final thoughts for the audience out there that's listening?
No, I think I'm okay. We're going to be doing a show soon, so I'm straight for
okay.
now.
The only thing I got to say, fellas, man, like Paul was saying, man, it ain't all about the money that you have. None of that bullshit like that. If a woman likes you for who you are, she's not going to be looking at that shit. That's secondary. You gotta really think about it. is she going to fall in love with you or your lifestyle. Till then, I hope that y'all listen to my words, listen to Paul's words, and especially listen to Canadian Love's words. So we're just trying to give you knowledge. We're not trying to tell you some whack shit because that's not what we're about. Till then, stay true to yourself. Wrap your damn dick up. Watch out for bald headed hoes. And always stay true to you, man. Peace out.